My name is Tom Ballmer, and I'm the executive director with the American Butter Institute.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the release that came out concerning some concerns that you have about some other products that are infringing, I guess, upon the quality and the idea that we have about butter. So maybe start off by talking a little bit about that.
Sure. We're seeing a proliferation of plant-based products entering the marketplace and using the term butter as the name of the food. And we believe that this is a misplaced marketing application, and that based on the standard of identity for butter, that these products are mislabeled and should be using more appropriate terms, whether they be margarine, perhaps in some cases, or even a more traditional term for products with less than the standard fat content of 80% for margarine, being labeled more appropriately as vegetable oil spreads. And we think this misappropriation of the term butter on these products is most inappropriate, that the products are labeled as false and misleading, and that the practice should stop.
Well, you just mentioned a little bit what that standard is, but maybe you could explain to us what makes a product butter and what makes a product not butter.
Well, it's easier to start with what is butter, and then anything outside of those parameters, of course, we would consider not to be butter. So anyway, the butter standard of identity, which is the only food standard, federal food standard, established by an act of Congress, and it's the oldest food standard that's still in effect in the United States, requires that the product be made from cream and be not less than 80% fat in the finished product, 80% milk fat, that is. And these plant-based products obviously are not being made from cream, so any product made not from cream and not meeting the 80% minimum shouldn't be called butter. So it's really quite a simple concept to follow.
Well, and when you mentioned simple, interestingly enough, butter has very few ingredients when you actually look at the package, as opposed to some of these other products as well. Is that correct?
That is correct. And of course, clean labeling is very popular in the marketplace these days, and virtually no product has as clean a label as butter, in the case of salted butter being cream and salt, two ingredients.
Obviously, products like margarine and some of these other vegetable spreads have been around for a long time. So what do you think has changed?
Well, we believe a lot of this can be directly attributed to the decline in sales of margarine and vegetable oil spreads. And so with the continuing increase per capita consumption of butter in the last decade, we believe that this misappropriation of the term is an attempt to hitch their wagon to a successful product. And if margarine and vegetable oil sales or products aren't selling, maybe we'll just change the name to plant-based butter or butter made from plants. And since butter's doing so well, like I said, let's hitch our wagon to that rising star and see what happens. And I think this is just a marketing ploy on the part of those products to revive flagging sales.
So what would your organization hope would happen as far as moving forward to help this not to occur?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say that we believe that butter sales will continue to increase, and that this particular effort to relabel margarines and vegetable oil spreads as plant-based butters won't have an impact on the sales of butter. Clean labeling, just unparalleled flavor, we think that's going to continue to rise. But we think that this is inappropriate marketing. We would like to see the Food and Drug Administration issue some regulatory warning letters that would basically say your products are mislabeled, and we would like you to change the labeling, and you have so many days to revise your labeling, and please label them with more appropriate, in the case of margarine, standard of identity term, or common or usual name like vegetable oil spreads. And we'd like to see that kind of specificity out of the Food and Drug Administration in order to curtail this practice.
Tom, I guess one other question I would have for you. We see similar things happening, I think, when it comes to milk in the dairy industry. Is this an effort that might be sort of a greater effort across products, or do you believe this is something that each product needs to sort of work on specifically and individually?
No, we think that there's a deliberate effort here to copy dairy products and to use their time-honored terms that are very easily understood by consumers, widely accepted in the marketplace. And as the plant-based imitator industry continues to branch out, this is an across-the-board effort. I just happen to represent the butter sector, and in particular, and that's why we've chosen to specifically focus on these types of products. But it's an across the board effort, whether it's in the milk area or the yogurt area. We've seen it in the frozen dessert area, which is an interesting case because plant-based imitators in frozen desserts for years have really not attempted to use the term ice cream very much, but have used the term frozen dessert. Perfectly fine marketing. We at ABI, none of these products we consider to be actually illegal food products, so long as they're safe and wholesome, but they need to be appropriately labeled. So it can be done. We don't know why, other than to, utilize the successful terms that are familiar to consumers to market their products. But there's another way to do it, and we hope that that these folks will be responsible corporate citizens and gravitate toward more appropriate labeling. We'd like to see it without the push from FDA, but if that's what it requires, so be it.
All right. Tom Ballmer, again, is with the American Butter Institute. Thanks so much, Tom, for your time today.
Sure thing. Thank you.
I'm Carrie Mueling reporting.